clamping, do everything by hand, and the straw and the corn the same. We start pitching, load and stack all the harvest time. Load all the muck by hand. So much a load, or fill it by stent, 15 loads a day or out of the yard, and 20 loads a day off the hill. That used to be the stent. Whatever time we finished, if we was finished by 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, according to our field, our day was finished. We used to be about 3 of us to fill about 20 load of muck each a day, you know, at least 60 load. You've got to keep pretty busy, especially when it's hot weather in the summertime. But I think altogether now, the times are altogether different now. When I get the tractor on a field, that's harrowed, that's rolled, harrowed, drilled, and harrowed up again in a day, where we used to have to roll it one day, harrow it the next, drill it the next, and harrow it up behind. It used to take 4 days to do one day's work by hand, what they do now with the plodding behind the horses. And there was a water for us to do. You got to run all them out, dig the outlets across the headlands, level all the ground off behind them. Mm-hmm. That's a lot different than what it is now. They have no water for us now. And they plough about 8 to 10 inches now where they used to plough about 4 to 6. Of course, I don't expect the horses would pull it today. They had 3 or 4 onto what they have now. Mm-hmm. But there's no horses on the farms now like they used to be. It used to be a pleasure sometimes to harvest time. When we finished harvest, we used to take them down onto the meadows at 10 o'clock at night, and perhaps later. Mm-hmm. We'd go down there full gallop, then we had to walk back. We got a sore backside next morning. We didn't care. Mm-hmm. Didn't worry us. Mm-hmm. We used to like it all right, you know. We used to make them our own amusements, as I say. And if you used to go down to the river on a Saturday, if we had 5 minutes of a Saturday evening or Sunday morning, do a bit of eel fishing, mm-hmm. put some lines in, what we used to call dead lines. Load up a load of straw, tip it down and put it about a forkful thick all over the bottom. And when we started the stack, we used to lay the row around the outside, ears inwards, and then go around the next time with the ears out on top of the outside row, just as they were on the outside, and that's how we used to fill the middle up at the bottom. And we used to build about 14 lines around what we call the stud, and lay the eaves out probably about 6 inches farther than the body of the stack, and top the first 3 rounds nearly as far as we did the bottom, and then draw it in gradually till we got to the ridge and the top. And it was the last ridge. We used to lie along the one sheaf on top, the other to keep the birds from eating the corn.
How did you thatch it?
Well, you used to start one side, and well, you shake a bit up first, of course, and draw it, and use a yoke and cart it up onto the stack, and then start one side and gradually work from one edge, eave, and flew along the other edge and flew. Then turn the ladder round over the end and do the other side. Used to knock the brooches in, what we call a mallet. We used to call them brooches because they were really wooden pegs, but we used to make them ourselves out of the hedge. And peg it down with tar rope, more or less. We didn't have any binder string then to use. There wasn't enough about. If we hadn't a binder string, when they cut the shears, used to save them for tying up the sacks of corn with. Mm. And the hay, we used to do the same. And of course, we used to very often, if that was too hot, we used to put a row of faggots across the middle to let the heat out. Mm. But I even noticed sometimes when I walked a bit on the stack, left me footmarks on it, so it's been fairly green then. Mm-hmm. But I've had one turned over what I helped put up, but we had the fire engine standing by, but there was no fire. I said I'd like to come to them sort of fires. Mm-hmm.